right. So, as you all know, today's topic we're going to be talking about is a very, very crucial one. It's important we discuss it today because of our ongoing project. And that's why we've invited specific speakers and specific audience just to talk about this topic today. And as you've seen on the screen here, it's cultural differences we want to be talking about. We have three speakers in the house, although I'm waiting for the third speaker to log on. So I'm waiting for the third speaker to log on. So while we're waiting for the third speaker, I'm going to just introduce my own understanding. Sorry, I'm not going to touch on what you guys have prepared for, but it's just to put something across to our audience today as well while we're waiting. So if the speakers today, if you can put your camera on so that at least we can have your faces, that'll be well appreciated. So cultural differences, we have splitted the explanation of this onto three. Three. So Babatunde Salam, you will be the one speaking first, and I'm well aware you know exactly what your topic is all about. So normally, Adinola should be the first speaker, but while we're waiting for him, I'll implore you to go first. I believe what you want to talk about today, I want to touch on it just slightly before I bring you in. So what you'll be talking about today, it's all about the cultural differences, but a particular thing that you're mentioning, you want to talk about the impact. So Baba today wants to tell us about the impact of cultural differences on teenager in our society today, which has been one of the things that they are struggling with. We have they're actually working on that. It's a very difficult thing, especially coming from Nigeria or looking at your parent, they're doing things, and then you're going to school, you're seeing different thing. So without wasting much of our time, I'm going to bring in Babatunde to discuss the impacts with us. Thank you. Floor is yours when you're ready.
Hi, hello, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Babatunde, and I'm a test engineer by trade. I work for a company called BGSS. Today, I'll be talking about the impact in cultural differences. First of all, we need to understand what culture is. You know, cultures are the things that we are known for, or things that is part. And it's part of us. So, for example, different countries have different cultures, and there can be different cultures as well within a particular tribe. So, now looking at cultural differences, migrating all the way from another country to another country, it means you have to adapt yourself to their ways of life. You have to adapt yourself to the way they do things, which means that can result in you neglecting some part of your culture, if not everything. And I'm sure it gets to a case where an example would be so many of our siblings or so many of us, we cannot even speak our mother tongue. You know, that's part of the impact of cultural differences on us. We don't promote these within ourselves. We don't promote these within our culture. We don't let people around us, even sometimes some of us were even embarrassed to say or to speak our language, you know. So those are the impacts of cultural differences. So one of the impacts, like I said, is the ability for you not to be able to promote your own culture again. And how can we improve that part? How can we improve that part? And one of the ways I think we can improve that is by mixing ourselves with people that have the same culture as us. You know, we want to be able to associate ourselves with people that speak the same language as us. We want to be able to associate ourselves with people that have the same cultural mindset as us, as ourselves as well. Another impact of cultural differences that I would like to put out there is also trying to face this is belonging, you know. belonging. I once had a friend that said, when I was in China, if I go to China, I don't belong there because what? I don't speak the language, but I have a Chinese looking face. If he's in this country as well, he doesn't belong in this country because he speaks good English, good Manchester accent, but he has a Chinese face. Now, these are part of the impact of cultural differences we're facing in this, in this, in this society these days. You know, a kid can claim that I am Nigerian, but nothing out of their culture proves that he or she is Nigerian. So they don't even get along at home, and they don't get along in this country as well, because the cultural differences has been a big impact in them. So it doesn't allow them to gel very well in the community. So what another impact of cultural differences with us is the ability for us not to be, to be part of things, you know, not to be part of things. Another thing I would like to point out in terms of impact of cultural differences are ability to understand each other. Just because, so let's say an example of that would be me, maybe my grandma comes from Nigeria, for example, to visit us. And because my parents, they haven't involved me much in our culture, they don't enlighten me, I don't watch movies that are related to my culture, there's bound to be cultural clashes between me and my grandmother, simply because my parents haven't, or my society haven't brought me up in my culture. So therefore, my grandmother will be expecting some things of me, which I haven't been told or been brought up in. So therefore, that makes our society to label someone like that as being rude or as being disrespectful. And not knowing that it is the fault of their parents or the fault of the community they live in that they haven't been able to practice their culture. So that is another impact of cultural differences within our society today. There are many more as well. If I continue to go along, I will go over my time, but we can just digest on these, on the few ones that I've given so far, and then we can look into them as well. That's it from my side. Is there any question or anything related to everything I've said so far?
Yeah, I've got a few questions down for you, but I wouldn't want to go into the question now. I'm going to wait for the second speaker to speak, and then we can have the question together directed to each of you. So it won't be like most of your answer. If I give you the question now, it won't be most of your answer. It's going to be part of our presentation as well. So I'm going to leave the question. Yeah, just stay tuned while you wait to the question. That was a wonderful one. Thank you very much. One of the strongest one is the ability to understand each other. Right, it's a very vital one. And then what you mentioned now, it's in terms of the facial look, and then your accents as well. All these things are what we're talking about. And it's very difficult for, especially you guys born here now, it's very, very difficult that we can get everything embedded in one particular thing in terms of accent, facial look, and then behavior. So it's such a difficult thing. So why not waste much of our time? You've highlighted some of the problem, but I want the next speaker, what she'll be talking about today, she will be talking about how do we even promote this? Because one of what you mentioned is there is inability to understand each other. So in order for us to understand each other, this has to be promoted. And that's where I'm going to bring the second speaker in. So how do we promote and preserve all these cultural difference, all the culture, so that inclusiveness can be there? So that we can feel that, oh yeah, everything we learn from our parents is being promoted. So our next speaker, Eniola, will be talking about how we promote this. I'm gonna bring you in. The floor is yours. You got 15, 20 minutes for you to discuss this. Thank you. You're mute, okay.
Hi everyone, so my name is Eniola, and I'm going to be talking about promotion and preservation of our culture for inclusiveness. So what that basically means is that we're going to talk about how to share and maintain your culture and the ways of your culture in a way to include everyone without forcing it on them. So as we already know, like a culture is a set of beliefs, behaviors, or habits linked to a set of people. So different cultures, it all provides like an important social and economical benefit. So what I mean by economical benefit is, in your area, I'm pretty sure you know that there are different types of takeaways. There's Chinese takeaways, there's Korean takeaways, there's Nigerian takeaways. So it kind of benefits the economy because people are willing to try different foods, explore different cultures, because obviously sticking with the same thing, let's say fish and chips every day, isn't really, it doesn't give you the opportunity to learn or taste something different. So yeah, it's an opportunity to increase your knowledge, increase your tolerance on different types of individuals and different types of communities. So what I'm first going to start with is the promotion of cultures. So the first main point is social media and slash influence. So social media is a huge platform where everyone is on socials. Everyone is from, we're not all from the same place. So what people upload online or what people post is kind of relevant to them, or it kind of shows who they are. So for example, when I'm on Instagram and I scroll, every post that I see is completely different. I could see someone who's Chinese, I could see someone who's Nigerian, I could see different types of TV programs being shared or being just being put out there for people to see. So what I mean by that is that you can see different types of posts from different types of people from all parts of the world. So social media is a big platform where we can use to promote our culture. So you can post, let's say, for example, today I went to church and I wore a Nigerian outfit. So I posted a picture of my Nigerian outfit and everyone was asking me, oh, I love this dress. Where's it from? So I said, oh, it's a Nigerian attire that we wear. So that's kind of like an opportunity to promote where you're from and what you do. The next point I have is food. So food is a big part of most cultures, like I mentioned before. So like Chinese food, Korean food, Nigerian food. So people are always willing to try different types of food. And I know that we have different types of events, let's say in the workplace or in schools, where it's like bring your culture's food day. So in high school or at work, you'd have to bring in a type of food that your culture eats like on a regular basis for other people to try. So everyone brings a food from their culture and we all try it and we all experience something new. So it's kind of like a learning opportunity. So sharing a meal from your country, it brings the opportunity for someone to taste something different, experience something different and ask questions about it. And they can learn more about you that way as well. So in most communities, it's often multicultural. So you could have an Indian neighbor or a Chinese neighbor.
Sorry about this. Yeah, you can carry on. Sorry for the.
Yeah, so you could have, so the neighbor next to you doesn't necessarily have to be from the same culture from you, but maybe you see them one day and they're walking out and they're in their Indian attire and it could be a cause for like communication. So you could say, oh, I really love what you're wearing. What's this about? What's it called? And it could open doors for you to learn something new about Indians that you didn't know about, or learn something about Nigerians that you didn't know about. So after food, there's also music as well. So like I said, socials is a big platform for influence. So currently now topping the charts is K-pop music, which is Korean pop music. There's also Afro beats as well. So they're not necessarily the same cultures, but it just brings a different experience for people to enjoy, something different to what they normally experience. The fact that Afrobeats and K-pop types of music is trending, it just shows that it's accepted by society. So it shouldn't be something you should be ashamed of to not want to promote your culture or share your culture. So moving on from promotion, there's also preservation of our cultures. So as young people, it's up to us to carry on the practices and traditions that our parents have brought us up with. So once our parents are long gone, it's literally in our hands to share and preserve our culture. So with your kids, as an example, so maybe dressing your kids up in your culture's attire, sharing your food practices with them, sharing your traditions and stuff with them. So like I mentioned before, it shouldn't be something you should be ashamed of. You should be proud of who you are because it makes you, you should be proud of where you're from because it makes you who you are. So for example, in Nigerian cultures, because I'm Nigerian, respect is a big part of our tradition. So we're brought up to respect our elders. And So like moving forward, I know that when I'm bringing up my children, I know that respect is going to be one of the main things that I'm going to teach them, because it's just, it makes us who we are as Nigerians, because we respect our elders, we respect each other. So to conclude, every culture is different, and just to, just to, in a way, to share and maintain your culture, it's important to include everyone without forcing it onto them. So you can, you can share your culture, you can share your experiences, you can share your food with different types of people.
Oh, thank you very much. That was a very, very good one. That was a comprehensive one. Thank you very much, Eniola. And to be sincere, most of what Babatunde has said now, you've given us a bit of a solution to it. And we should know, in generality of this, we want to explain what cultural differences is, which Tunde has broken down a bit for us. And we should understand it. First thing, the fact remains, this is not the same culture we were brought up, especially parents' side. And it's causing a bit of confusion. And that's the analysis Tunde has given. And I really like the way you put everything down, that ways of promoting it, which are clearly, and I've learned from those ways, there's a need for us to feel proud of the way we dress. Like for instance, back home, I know in Nigeria, they do make sure, because it's more or less, we dress shirts and trousers as well in some offices at work. And they do recommend that we do our native on Fridays. I think, and I know here as well, it's not a thing that they will say, don't wear it. I remember Tunde knows about this as well. When we used to work together in Scottish Power, on Fridays, I do that to wear my native. And it's part of it, which Eniola has mentioned, it's a very vital one. And it's a very, very good thing. Dressing, it's a key one to promote it. And this is what we're going to be looking into as a charity, because you've mentioned a vital point now. We're going to be looking into this, because part of what we're doing is to make sure our culture and everything is not forgotten. So Tunde, let me just bring you in. So I'm waiting for Elizabeth's response, if you want to have some comments. So Tunde, apart from what, I'm still going to come back to you, Eniola, please don't go. So what, apart from what Eniola have said, can you just give us an insight of how to promote the need? What's the need for promoting this? What's the need for promoting this culture? What do you think is going to be? What's the benefit? If you want to preserve this, what's going to be the benefit of it? No, you're mate. Right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, yeah.
Yeah, so in terms of promoting these cultural differences, there are a few ways to go about it. And there are a few ways to go about it. And one of the ways to go about it will be importing our culture with us as we've left our country as well. And what I mean by that is we need social or cultural events that helps showcase all these cultures, especially the good one that we have within our community. An example of that would be when I was living in Austria, when my family, we were all living in Austria, there's this thing that they do every year. It's called Oduduwa Day. So obviously Oduduwa Day is part of the Yoruba culture. So they brought that from Nigeria to Austria. And talking about Austria, Austria is a different country entirely that don't even speak English. Now, what I can advise us to do is bring that culture as well with us and celebrate it here as well. Another thing I can suggest is we need to be proud of our culture. We need to be proud of our culture. What are we going to do? Most of us, especially we young ones, we prefer to go out in English attire than to go out in our own native to church or to different places. We even see, most of us would even, or most of the ladies listening right now, would even condemn a man wearing native to a date. When a man invites you on a date, that, okay, let's go on a date. Imagine me showing up in native. They would even be thinking, what's going on? Like most of the young ladies in UK. So one of the things I can say is we need to admire our culture and we need to embrace it as well with love. You understand what I'm saying? So there are some jobs in UK that have given you the opportunity to be able to showcase all these things. Let us be proud and showcase them. Another way that I will say we can promote this is right from young age, you know, right from young age. It is not only when we start talking or when we start getting ourselves involved with other people that you need to start introducing our culture to us. No, most kids, including myself as a parent, most kids don't even speak Yoruba or speak their mother tongue. My kids don't speak their mother tongue. I don't even know if they understand. This is part of the things we're guilty of. You know, we need to embrace that. If you go to different cultures, for example, the Asian community, their kids will be able to speak their language before they even learn English. You know, and it's been part of the thing in Nigeria where most parents in Nigeria would even tell you, don't speak Yoruba to me. Right inside the same country, they're not even promoting their own culture inside that same country. So now if that is happening in Nigeria, what do we expect in this place to happen? So another thing we can do is we should not wait till they are old for us to start promoting it with them. We need to start doing it right from early age. I mean, if I say most of the parents here, like, let's raise up our hand or start doing short survey on that if your kids has an African attire, let us know or raise your hand up. Most of us will not even be able to raise our hand up because, so now imagine you turning up one day on Sunday or one day in Agbada. You know, your kid will be asking you, mommy, daddy, what's that? It's because you're not promoting it within them. We need to be able to showcase. And another thing, again, we need ourselves as young people is we need to love our culture. We need to love our culture. You know, when you love it, you're able to talk about it. When you love it, you're able to promote it. When you love it, you're able to showcase it. So we need to love our culture. And that's the most important thing as well. Let people see. Most people will come to me and say, why have you got scars on your face? Igbo is not scars, it's tribal marks. You know, these are the ways. And then questions will start arising. Oh, why do you have it? Explain to us, why do most people have it? I mean, there's a useful documentary on Netflix that talks about those things, you know, like different cultures and tribal marks on their faces. You then understand the reason why some people have it. You know, it gives you insight. Instead of you just having to look at someone having scars, you know, majority of Nigerians that don't have scars on their face or tribal marks, they can't even explain what tribal marks is to other people. So those are the kind of things we need to start educating ourselves. And another thing I would say is, I know it might be difficult, but let's encourage our kids to start watching movies that are from our culture as well. It helps as well. You know, most of them, they don't have an experience of what it's like to be back home, what it's like to be in that culture. If we watch movies that allows them to raise questions, then there's so many questions of maybe when you're watching a Yoruba movie and someone disappears from one place to another house, your kids will be like, mommy, daddy, can you actually do that? Then from there, you'll be able to explain to them, okay, in Yoruba culture, in this culture, this is how they do those things. Whether you then believe in it or not, at least you're able to explain to them this. That's part of the culture, you know. When they see talking drum, they'll be asking questions. Are they able to drum, make sound from that? You'll be able to explain to them, this is it, you know. This is why we have talking drum. This is the history back. And it helps parents as well to even learn as well. Because as you're explaining, you're learning. And there are more points, but I just hope I've been able to share the few ones I have.
Thank you very much, Tunde. Baba Tunde, you have mentioned, you've talked about the promotional aspects. I'm going to go back to Eniola now. If you can, Eniola, you're on mute, if you can unmute yourself. So, Eniola, the last time you were talking, you didn't introduce yourself for the purpose of you need to tell us the profession. Yeah, just say it again. And then another thing I want you to do for us is the preservational aspect of it. So you've mentioned a bit of promotional aspects. Since I've mentioned promotional aspect, how do you think we can preserve it? You know, you're talking about yourself now. Some people, they are missing it now. Their young ones, teenagers, don't even have a clue about it now. So now, if we want to help those teenagers, their children, we must preserve it, right? What are you think? Because as a charity, we want to work on this to help the society as well. So how do you think we can preserve this for, like, your children, today's children? How do you think we can preserve it?
Okay, so first of all, to introduce myself again, my name is Eniola, and I'm currently studying pharmacy. To answer your question, it kind of ties into what Babatunde said. It's still about educating your children or educating people around you in order to preserve it, because they can't preserve it if they don't know about it. So for you to preserve and to promote it, you need to teach your children passion to have. You can't teach them to have passion, but you need to educate them for them to be knowledgeable about it. That way they can have passion for the culture. That way they're more likely to preserve it. So there are different types of way to promote your culture to different types of people. So for example, there are some children who are born here who have Nigerian parents. So they've never been to Nigeria. So they don't know anything about the food, or they don't know anything about the music or the art or the belief or the culture itself. So for them to be able to preserve it in the future, you'd need to just educate them about it, introduce them into the arts, introduce them into the music. That way they can grow to love it. And that way they're more likely to just have it in their system in order for them to, share it with other people.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Is there any question for anyone, from anyone? Because before you round up, is there any other question?
Just touching up on what Eniola said and touching up on the question about preserving.
Yeah.
I believe preserving means you keeping something so it can last longer. I mean, looking back at
in two ways, keeping something so that you can be able to assess it in the future. And last it. But I'm more of, because some now of your age, teenagers now, they have got no clue about what you said we should pass on to their children. So those ones, they have got no clue. How are they going to teach their children? So that's where the preservation of the thing comes in. How do you think we can fill in those gaps for those people?
I think preserving it.
And sorry today, before, while today is answering that one, if you can just give us the few disadvantage of cultural differences, Eniola, if you can prepare for that before we round up, okay? Few disadvantages of cultural differences, okay? So yeah, Tunde, back to you now.
Yeah, I think part of preserving our culture is celebrating it. We need to celebrate it. And something that you, when you celebrate your birthday every year, it means you're preserving it, right? It means you're remembering it and you're carrying along the same legacy. You're carrying along your legacy. We need to celebrate our culture as well. Now, ways of celebrating it is different and is entirely up to us. We can have social events. We can have social gatherings. We can have like quiz nights just pertaining to our culture alone. We can have excursion, that's what they call it in Nigeria, like a day out to see to the museum or to see different things that are part of our culture. And that's the way I believe we can preserve it. We need to showcase it and celebrate it every single time. And by us doing that every single time, it means we're able to pass on that legacy as well onto the generations coming. And like I said before, if our great grandparents then pass this on to our own parents or to our own grandparents, there's no way they will be able to pass it on to us as well. Now, the people that are stopping it, the people that are stopping those culture from going on to another generation, they are not preserving it. They are killing it. And when it comes to me, my kids not being able to even speak my mother tongue, how do I expect their own kids to be able to speak their mother tongue if they're not able to do it? It means I'm not preserving that culture anymore. I'm killing it on that generation. So for us to be able to preserve it, we need to carry along the legacy and celebrate it along the way as well. Thank you
very much. Before you come in, Eniola, I think Elizabeth want to comment. Let Elizabeth come in.
Yeah, hi. Just wanted to, it's really a contribution, and just to add on to what Baba Tunde was just saying, that, you know, it begins from home. Because if you don't teach your children, if you don't speak your languages to your children from home, it's quite difficult for them to now learn it from anywhere else. So it starts from home. You need to speak it to them, which some schools do encourage. And also he touched upon excursions and stuff, which is like going to museum. So an example is, depending where you're located, you typically have a section. So for example, British Museum, you have literally a section dedicated to African artifacts and things like that, and history. So things like that, you know, when you do travel abroad or go on holiday, don't just sit by the seaside, try and explore and look at some of the artifacts, because it's all over the world. African culture and African artworks and all of that is everywhere across. So that's another way of keeping a legacy. And also when you books and programs you watch as well, these all influence the children. And once you allow them to pick an interest in it, it's a way of sustaining the legacy as well, because when you introduce them to it, you expand the area of interest and yeah, they can then carry it on.
So can you touch on preserving it to fill in the gap? Have you got any comment on that? Preserving the cultural differences to fill in the gap of some teenagers that have got no clue in case of their own children. Have you got anything to fill in that gap as well?
Yeah, so a typical example that just came to mind, which I think I touched upon, it's going on a tour to museum. You know, you can show that during your holidays, you can go to places where they display African arts or African history, where they share those things, or sort of invite speakers that are quite knowledgeable on history, and they can come and talk to them about them, and just sort of instigate the imagination and curiosity, just something to kickstart it. And then I'm sure after then, they would be more interested to do a bit of digging themselves as well. So speakers, knowledgeable in that area, organizing trips to museum, you know, a tour with someone that knows in-depth information about it, and events that sort of promote people in that area.
Thank you very much. I think, yeah, museum, celebrating it, is our key thing. So we'll work on that. Thank you very much. I'm going to bring Niola back in now to tell us the disadvantage, because when these are not done, what would be the damaging impacts? Thank you.
Okay, so the disadvantages of cultural differences. So my first point is it can cause social tension. So because all the different cultures, they all have a different way of doing things. They have different behaviors, ideologies. It can cause problems, which could lead to everyone staying out of each other's way. So the community wouldn't really be connected. So the lack of community connection as well, because we're all different, it could be that we find it hard to bond together. So for example, having a neighbor next to you that's from a different culture, because of the social tension, if it was the issue, it might cause for both of you to not really support each other. So for example, let's say you're getting a delivery and you're not at home, but because there are issues in your community, your neighbor might not feel comfortable to be able to help you out and collect the delivery for you, which could, in the like long term, it could just cause
I think I get what you're trying to do. Friendliness, community cohesion.
So community cohesion, also, my next point as well could be language barriers, because obviously the different cultures, it could be possible that we all speak different languages as well. So that way we're not able to communicate with each other. It could make things hard, not just only economically, but also socially as well. So what I mean by economically is maybe the shop down the road is owned by an Indian, but because there's a language barrier, maybe he might not be able to speak English. It could just make it difficult for you to be able to purchase what you want. So there could also be conflict between cultures as well. So because of the different beliefs, because of the different ways that people do things, It could also lead to violence and crimes. So for example, having a church and a mosque maybe on the same street, and people are trying to, because of what they believe in, they believe that what they believe is correct or what is right. It could just be, it could cause people to maybe look down on each other. So maybe the Muslims are looking down on the Christians, or the Christians are looking down on the Muslims. So it could cause conflict between cultures as well.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yeah. Language barrier. I like the way you touch on everything. Yeah, the language barrier of a thing. I just want to shed more light onto it. I know it's maybe when, like in most things, everybody living on the street, they are purely maybe Yoruba. So if the language is not there, like some of them are missing the language, the community cohesion won't be there. Well done. That was a good one. Just a final statement today, before we leave. Final submission before we leave. Final submission in just 2 minutes before we leave, and I'll come back to Eniola to give us the same thing and we'll round up. So today, 2 minutes, final statement.
I think the final statement from myself would be, we cannot carry on our culture if it's not preserved. And how do we preserve it is left to us as well, to be able to preserve it. And just because we're not in our country, just because we're in another country or another man's land, does not mean we cannot promote our culture. Whatever efforts we put in today to preserve it is what the future will also carry on. Whatever energy we put in today to preserve our culture is also the same energy that the generations coming would also apply. And I would also like to say, promoting our culture begins with you. And also killing our culture can also be from you. So which one do you want to be part of? Promoting it or killing it? That's just it from my side.
Thank you very much. That was a nice conclusive statement. Eniola, I'll take your conclusive statement within 1 or 2 minutes. Thank you.
Okay, so to conclude everything that I've said, it's just important that we maintain, preserve, and promote our culture, just so the oncoming generation can understand the nature of our culture, and that the older generation, they can pass it on to their children, to the younger generation. That way, we can just continue to preserve our culture and move it forward to the generation to come as well.
Thank you very, very well, everyone. You've done very, very well. As a charity, we're working together with the in-house team to decide what we can do in terms of promoting it. You've mentioned it. So we've identified the problem now in everything. And now we see we have identified the problem. So now we need to find a way as a charity to help the community, not just Nigerian community, but African community within Manchester, and any interested background to promote it among us. And the promotion, I promise you, one of the so many promotions you've talked about, we will work on it. You said we should celebrate ourselves, love our culture, dressing, food, being proud of, and respect as well as the key one from Eniola. And as a charity, we'll be looking into this as well, because we've identified the disadvantage. It creates social tension. It's a truth about what's going on anyway. So, and then for us to prevent it, preserve it, it's a very good one. You've touched upon it. I believe Elizabeth talked about it as well. So as a charity, we're looking into finding a way to celebrate it by promoting all you've said now, and then maybe keep a record of it to make sure anybody that is missing out, we can make reference to museum, library, or any program that we're doing that you can go there. Or probably we might find a way to create a movie around it. And I believe you guys will be part of the project as well. It's one we want to put across to the government that we want to do this because we believe it's part of the problem that is affecting our community. So I strongly, definitely, you guys will be part of the project as well, because of your great contribution and other ones. So we want to make sure we find a way to promote, not just to promote, and to preserve as well, so that we can fill in the gap of people that have got no clue that they're even missing anything. Because I've seen a lot of people all this we're talking about, they haven't got a clue of it. And one thing about know about cultural thing is it's an identity. If you don't have this cultural sense of where you come from, you become like someone with no identity. And we don't want to be this. That's why we want to use the charity with the help of you guys and your friends around to make sure we create something that will promote it as we speak from now on, filling the gap that the mistake or this us immigrants have done in terms of to our children, so that you guys can see things, see reasons to say, yeah, this has been preserved and we're doing fine. In case we have any friend that needs help, we can refer them to the charity or probably to museum if we manage to do it there, so that things can go the way we all plan. And then we can be in a community whereby we are with our identity, so that we can make the best out of ourselves. I'm going to say thank you. If there's no other question, let me just see if there's any question. So if there's no other question, I'm just going to say thank you very, very much. You've been wonderful, guys, for coming. And if you want to opt out, let me just ask you one. This is going to be on YouTube. Does anyone want to opt out, or you think you're fine, especially our speakers? Eniola, is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you. Babatunde. So we won't, okay, you won't charge us for copyright. All right, thank you. We won't free. So it's going to go live on YouTube so that people can access it, because this is a very, very good topic we've discussed today. I'm going to say thank you very much, guys. Thank you for coming. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, as well, listening. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.